Call to order the August 4th, 2022 board meeting. Call it to order and remind everyone to please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking. In addition, if anyone other than a board member would like to speak, please use the raise hand feature and wait to be acknowledged by the board recorder. Thank you. Before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge that today, as we have been talking about, is Councillor Sansouci's last WWSS Commission board meeting. Since his appointment to the board, he has participated in 11 meetings where the commission considered what are likely to be the largest and most significant contracts and business agenda items it will ever act on during the era of the Willamette Water Supply System. Appreciate Councillor Sansouci's valuable service to this board, and while we are creating a new resilient water supply for customers in Beaverton, Hillsborough, and TWD service areas. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This project is going to be of tremendous benefit to lots of people, and I'm glad I was able to play a small part in it. At the next meeting, my guess is you'll see the alternate, which is our mayor, because it may take the council a little bit of time to choose a new representative for this board, which could be the mayor, but you know, it's a council decision, so they have to talk about it.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Roll call. The board recorder will now conduct a roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton, Commissioner Sansouci?
I'm here.
City of Hillsborough, Commissioner Judah?
I'm here.
TBWD, Commissioner Duggan?
Present.
All right, thank you. All other roll call will be conducted using Microsoft Teams participant list.
All right, thank you. First thing on our agenda, as usual, is the general manager's report. And Mr. Kraska will present the general manager's report.
Thank you, Chair Judah and commissioners. And so off we go with the general manager's report. And as stated, we'll start with our safety minute, which is let's talk about mosquitoes. Some of us have experienced them already, I'm sure, this year. So it's a big year for mosquitoes. It's the mosquitoes year, and the population is expected to quadruple in this summer. Experts say the record spring rains this year and last year's record heat are prime conditions for the mosquito population growth this year. And according to Multnomah County, a team of ecologists have trapped about 20,000 mosquitoes, which is about four times last year's total. So we got six steps to try to avoid all of this, both their breeding and also getting bit by them. So next slide. So here's some prevention tips. First is, we've all heard this many times, eliminate standing water. Mosquitoes can breed in just 14 days, minimal amount of standing water. So whether it's your sprinkler system or it's a brief rain or something or other, if you can walk around to your house and tip over any sort of puddles or anything like that that have collected in containers, to get rid of standing water, that'd be a benefit. Mosquitoes, keep them outside. So keep doors closed and screens, some windows in good condition so mosquitoes stay on the outside rather than getting on the inside of the house with you. And if you've done a good job of that, then just stay indoors during peak biting hours, mainly dawn and dusk, to avoid when the mosquitoes are most active. Next slide tells us to wear the right clothes. When practical, wear long sleeve shirts, long pants, shoes, socks, hats, especially outside in wooded or wetland areas. Make yourself less appealing. Mosquitoes are attracted to scent, in some sense more than others. They apparently like body odor, but they don't like perfumes. And apparently we've got a couple of examples here. Not that I have personal experience with these particular examples, but I'm told that these might work. So if you'd like to go and pick some up, Victoria's Secret Bombshell Perfume might be a good selection for you. Or go with Avon's Skin So Soft Bath Oil, if that's your preference. But either one of those might help you turn the mosquitoes away. Or use an effective repellent. EPA registered repellents listed there. If you're going to do that, make sure you follow all the instructions, especially if you're helping kids put on these repellents. So I think that's the end of it. Do those things and don't become a mosquito's next meal. So that concludes our mosquito topic of the day. Continuing on with the rest of our general manager's report, as usual, I've got my permitting and communications updates. Regarding the permitting highlights, very busy as usual. The City of Hillsborough issued the land use permit for the trail improvements within the Wrinklewood Nature Park affiliated with the Cornelius Pass Pipeline Project, or PLW 2.1 project. No public comments and or appeals were filed during the permit approval process. During discussions with Hillsborough staff on the development plans, WWSP learned an additional land use permit would be needed for the permanent fencing along portions of the east side of the project. The additional permit application is in development and no delays to construction are anticipated. And the WWSP has now acquired 405 permits, or 83% of the 490 that we've identified the pre-construction permits needed for building all of our facilities. Regarding our communications updates, communication staff coordinated a briefing and site visit for State Representative Ken Helm at the future WWSS water treatment plant on July 18. Possible rate relief opportunities for Washington County residents and businesses were provide the opportunity to highlight the importance of our future seismically resilient regional water supply system. The communications team also concentrated outreach efforts this month to the businesses along the Metzger Pipeline East project in Beaverton. Now, this pipeline project is along Shoals Ferry Road, continuing up across Highway 217 and up around to the Western Avenue project that Beaverton is doing. Our staff went door to door visiting business operators to provide site-specific information about the upcoming construction activities and the tentative construction schedule. These conversations help us prevent coordination issues during the active construction by allowing both parties to plan ahead for any disruptions. Next up is our quarterly financial reports. Task 4D of the annual work plan requires the managing agency to prepare quarterly financial reports and provide them to the WWSS board as part of the packet. Attached to this general manager's report is that quarterly financial report for the period ending June 20, 2022. And then lastly, for our general manager's report is our construction status updates. Attached to the report is a tabulation status of all of the construction projects. To provide a more complete understanding of the work underway, we will share a presentation of recent photos of these construction sites. A copy of the presentation is attached to the general manager's report. So now let's go to the PowerPoint slide. And starting with this one that shows the dozen projects that we have underway right now. So it's a lot of work going on right now, but a few more projects are going to be added to this list over the next couple of months. We'll start at the south in the raw water facilities project. So the current and planned activities on this project right now is that we began delivery of early procured materials for the work that's going to be in GMP 1.5 and also GMP 2 is coming up. We've mobilized in-water work pile driving and the driving contractor. We began the upper site utilities work and earthwork, and we're preparing for the upcoming GMP number 2. So I think the first slide here coming up here is that the mobilization of our in-water work. And so what you see here is our photographer is standing on the north side of the Willamette River, so the treatment plant side, looking across the Willamette River to the barge that's bringing our crane over that's going to be working on the piles that are on the right side foreground of this photo. So those are the piles that are there for our protection fence, for our intake screens. So those are the piles that we were unable to drive down to depth last summer. And so this is, we're going to be our second attempt at making that happen. I'm happy to share with you that work is complete. That this second go around with the proper equipment and the proper preparation, they were able to drive all of the piles down to depth, and that work is now behind us. Frankly, it's pretty risky work and pretty nerve-wracking, but we just needed to get the right equipment out there and finish the job, and it got done. So good news there. Next slide. So this is a view of the upper site. This is just the beginnings of some of that work where we were doing some final. Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner Duggan.
Just quickly, what are they going to do with those piles that didn't get driven to depth? Are they removed or cut, or how do they abandon those? Just curious.
They're one and the same. So some of the piles that we were unable to drive down to depth were cut below the surface. And then when they came back this time, they they basically reattached or welded on the length of pile that needed to be driven down to depth. So no piles needed to be removed. We were able to basically kind of restart the same work that we started last summer.
Thank you. I was unclear exactly what the sequence was, but I appreciate that. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, no problem. It should have been a little clearer on that. But so we're happily concluded with that piece of work. So now the next photo here just shows some of the beginning of the work in the upper site. And so if you remember, we created a GMP 1.5, which is to enable our contractor to get some of this early grading and below ground utilities work on the upper site done while we still have good weather. And so this was a smart thing to do. It's going to save us money. It's going to save us schedule risk. And so this is the contractor just beginning that work, and it's moving forward very nicely right now at this time. Next slide. So moving on now to our PLM 1.3. So this is our pipeline project through the center part of Wilsonville. So this one, our contractor is just getting going on this one. We have potholing of approximately 160 utility crossings for the whole length of this pipeline. We're processing potential change orders, submittals, RFIs, basically the paperwork that we do before starting any of our construction projects. We held our pre-construction meeting. We received our right-of-way permits. And we're issuing a full notice to proceed with this contractor, though we are a little delayed on this one because we still have a few permitting issues still to sort out and some real estate issues to sort out, but we're getting going. Next slide.
Dave, if I can, real quick.
Yes.
I know you told us before, but I've forgotten. What is potholing?
Thank you for the question, Chair Judas. The potholing is what we see right here in front of us. And so what we have on our construction drawings is a plan and profile for all of our pipeline. And in those plan and profile drawings, it shows potential utility crossings. So whether it's fiber optic conduit or a water line or a sewer line or a storm drain line or whatever it might be, a gas line, we locate all of those in our drawings. And then what we have our contractor do before beginning construction is go pothole them. So basically what they do is they'll jackhammer or cut, like this is a concrete panel, so they'll cut a relatively small hole through the asphalt, and then they'll use a vacuum excavator, as you see right here, to vacuum out all of the soil through that cut in the road down until they actually locate that crossing utility. And then they'll survey the location to confirm its actual location in the world. So our contractor knows when they start doing the excavation and that they're exactly where those conflicting utilities are located, and they can plan accordingly regarding their construction techniques and shoring techniques and so on. So does that answer your question, Chair Judah? Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Yeah, it's really important work. It's kind of tedious, not super glamorous work, but really important work in terms of managing our risk and also maintaining our on-time schedule completion for these projects, knowing exactly where all these utilities are. Anytime we strike a utility, it always slows us down and adds costs, and so this kind of work really helps us avoid all of that. All right, next slide. Now we're moving up north to our water treatment plant project. So this one, a lot of civil work going on there, continuing our mass excavation and embankment fill work, drilling and controlled rock blasting, rock crushing, and setting up temporary fence. I think I've got photos of all of these activities coming up for you here. So this is Mount WWSS. This is a giant mountain, frankly, that didn't exist before our equipment got out there. A lot of drilling and blasting and then moving the materials over to here. You can see all the large construction vehicles that created that mountain of rock that basically has to be sorted through and a lot of it crushed into usable materials on our construction site. But it's really an impressive area and operation out there right now. And our next photo here, I believe, shows the rock crushing equipment that is working out there right now. So basically that mountain of rock out there where you know, a lot of the boulders are the size of my table, or they're just unusable materials, are broken down and then moved into this equipment here that makes it into usable materials on our construction site. I'm told that what they're focusing on right now is 3-inch size rock that they need for stabilization of a lot of the roadways and a lot of the kind of embankment areas around the construction site. So that's what they're really focusing on right now, but it's really quite an operation out there. Our next slide here is, there's a lot going on in this photo that might not be evident to unless you know exactly what's going on here. But what you're looking at here is an open rock face, kind of in the center there. You see the orange construction fencing, and then in the background are the trees. So where those trees are located is the Kulk Pond. That is a really important natural feature that we're protecting as part of the site. The orange fencing there, it shows up on our drawings as our limits of disturbance. So basically, it's us indicating to the contractor, don't do any work beyond this line. And so they have a surveyor go out there, and their contractor to install that orange fencing says, that basically says, we stop here, we don't go beyond this. The interesting thing here is that their way to excavate to that point is drilling and blasting. So the fact that they can drill and blast up to that line, I mean, it's not a surgical cut there, but the fact that it's that close to that orange fencing just tells me that we have really talented contractors working out there doing the drilling and blasting. And it'll be interesting to see how we work that into our final features with our landscape architects in terms of making this part of a final feature for the, because this will be an exposed phase when we actually get done with the water treatment plant, and we'll figure out how to stabilize and make it look nice. Next photo, please. Oh, so now we're moving on to our PLM 4.1 project. So our PLM 4 projects, just to summarize, this is our pipeline project through Tualatin and Sherwood Road that leaves the water treatment plant and up along Roy Rogers Road. It's broken up into four separate projects, 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, and 4-4. Three of those are partner projects with Washington County. 4-3 is one that we're doing on our own. All of those are basically just getting started, except for 4-1, we're actually making some progress with the trenchless crossing of Highway 99. And so on this 4-1 project, it's continuing the utility and storm drain piping, road widening of Roy Rogers Road and Tualatin and Sherwood Road, and then, like I said, our trenchless crossing of Highway 99. Next slide. So this shows what we call the sending pit. So essentially, this is the pit on one side of Highway 99 that we create to basically launch or push our casing pipe across, bore and jack actually, across Highway 99. And the next slide here shows that equipment. After the pit is complete, then the equipment is installed for the boring and jacking operation. That might be the last picture that I have here to share with you this month for this project. Can you click? Okay, so next one is 4-3. So I'll say that we were successful in completing our bore and jack trenchless crossing of Highway 99. When the contractor got to the end of that, to the other side of Highway 99, and they basically had the breakthrough, there was a bit of a cave-in at that particular location at the receiving pit. There was some concern that it was going to lead to some undermining of Highway 99, one lane of it, actually just a turn lane, but that did not happen. When some of the sloughing occurred, there was a stand down on the project, and we marshaled basically everyone involved, both from our team, from our contractor team, from the city of Sherwood, from ODOT, to basically make sure that we were approaching it in the right way and repairing it in the right way, and that everything was done safely. So it was a little bit of an exciting moment out there for us, but everyone behaved properly and acted properly to make sure it was safe and addressed correctly. That was PLM 4-1. Now to PLM 4-2. Thank you, Commissioner Duggan. This is 4-3 now. So 4-3 is a project that we're doing on our own. Like I said, it's not a partner project with Washington County. And so this one, we're just getting started. We've mobilized the trailers to the staging areas. We've installed environmental controls, installing work pad for our Tualatin River trenchless crossing. So you've heard me talk a lot about trenchless crossing. This is by far our largest trenchless crossing. It's almost 2,000 feet. Very long trenchless crossing underneath Tualatin River. We're continuing our utility potholing like we talked about earlier, and the usual paperwork at the beginning of a construction project, submittals and RFIs. Next slide. So I think the next slide I have is just of us doing staging areas. Yeah, so if you drive along Roy Rogers Road, you'll see some of this activity. So it's our contractor getting prepared for the construction activity that's to come. This particular pad here is the working pad for for the excavation of the northern shaft for the Tualatin River trenchless crossing. There's another pad on the other side of the Tualatin River, and then, of course, the staging area that are also being created at this time. That's it for PLM 4.3, I believe. Now we're moving up to Reservoir 1.0, PLM 5.3. A lot of activity on this project. We're continuing our installation over 66-inch waterline, about 900 linear feet installed so far. That pipeline installation work is, if you look over here on the right-hand side, is beginning from Rosedale, continuing south. So that's the pipeline work that they're doing right now. But they're doing other as you see there in the next bullet there. Is drilling and blasting for a pipeline in the bedrock areas and other parts of the alignment. We're continuing our rock excavation at the reservoir site. We completed our fill placement on staging area on the other side of Grabourne Road, if you drive there, where we've completed 100,000 cubic yards of material that we moved from the reservoir construction area over to the staging construction area to create our staging pad, basically. And then we've began construction of the soil nail rock bolt retaining wall at the Res 1.0 site. So let's take a look at these photos. So that 100,000 cubic yards of material from the reservoir site, it looks like this now on the staging area. It's really an impressive, flat, perfectly formed staging area for the construction of our reservoir site. Very clean work that they're doing out there. The contractor's doing a great job. Next photo. So this next photo, this next photo here is more of, I'm sorry, Chair Judah, were you going to ask a question?
So I'm assuming the reservoir site, we're preparing that for both tanks, even though we're only going to put one in.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Yep. So this is still a photo of the staging area, so the other side of Grabwood Road from our reservoir site. It shows the edge of that fill area, the 100,000 cubic yards. On the right-hand side of this photo, you see a kind of a slope down to a pond. That's basically storm drainage control. So basically storm drain or storm water in the area, if it collects, it'll go through here and basically be managed in an environmentally sensitive way. On the left-hand side of this photo, you see one of our off-road rock haulers there. And that's our pipeline alignment. So essentially what we're doing there is we're building our access road through that area that goes all the way around Baker Rock, or was Baker Rock, now it's Knife River, I believe. But anyway, so we're building our rock hauling road and also the road for construction of our pipeline. Next slide. So this next slide is of our soil nail wall. So on the very right-hand edge of this is the top of this site. So if we could continue over to the right a little bit more, the name of that road escapes me right now, but somebody's going to like open their mic, remind me where my brain is failing me right now what the name of that road is. But anyways, it's the Stone Creek. I'm sorry, what's that?
Stone Creek.
Thank you, Joelle. So Stone Creek Drive essentially is just on the north side of our reservoir site. And so what you see here is that we're excavating down and installing our soil nail wall behind our reservoirs. This is the soil nail technology is what we're using at the initial depths of our excavation, because it's mostly loose material that we're retaining there. As we go deeper in depth, what we find is it's more and more competent rock. And so we will switch technologies from a soil nail to a rock bolt type of wall. But that's what they'll be working through as they continue down in the excavation of our reservoir site. Next slide is of our pipeline installation, I believe. Yes, it is. And so this is essentially in that Rosedale road area, just basically showing more of our vertical shoring construction, large excavators, and in kind of in the center. Distance of, you can see just a little bit of our pipeline that's being installed there. This is being done by Fowler, and again, they're doing a great job with this work here, making very good progress. Yes, Mr. St. Susie.
Yes, Mr. Kraska, just an odd question from related to something that happened in the distant past. There were some issues with one of the large transmission pipelines that the Joint Water Commission operates. I think it was the South Transmission Line. There was a problem along there. And in the process of trying to get that repaired, they discovered that the as-builts for the pipeline were not accurate. In some places, the pipe was feet off where it should be, not inches off. What's being done with this project to make sure that the precise location of the
I've been in this work for 33 years, and as-builts and not agreeing with reality is kind of a given. That happens all the time. I'm proud to say that won't happen on our project. So as we go along through the construction of our project, we survey every joint, basically every single part of this, and it connects to our GIS system. And so we've actually tested it, where we take all the data that we have in the field, and we basically put it in our GIS system, and we compare it to photogrammetry that's done in the area, and it lines up perfectly. So it's great to have that, where we take one set of data that's believed to be true in terms of photogrammetry, in terms of where everything is in the world, and our data in terms of where our pipeline is being constructed, our survey data, and they line up perfectly. It's really exciting to see that. So I'm confident that we'll be able to find our pipeline in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question. Okay. Next slide. So PLW 1.3, that's our pipeline in the South Hillsborough area. So this one is pretty much done. This contractor was struggling a little bit with some leaks that they found in the pipeline as they were beginning to do the hydro testing. And so they're finally like wrapping up the correction of any of those leaks. And so I think at this point, the last I heard is that they're done with that. So with that, they can do the disinfection of it, and finalize the pressure testing, tie it into the project to the north, PLW 1.1, and then final grading and demobilizing of the project. And I don't know if I have any photos of here. I don't remember. If I do, it's just a grading. Yeah, it's just grading around one of the turnouts here. This is the Butternut Creek turnout. So this is basically just final wrapping up of that site, burying everything to final grade, and doing the final grading. And this is actually in nearby one of the developer areas. So we want to get out of their way. So it's going well on that project now, back on track. Next slide. Oh yeah, and then a photo here of our disinfection equipment here. A couple of pieces of equipment in front here, the round barrel there, I believe is sodium hypochlorite. So essentially the bleach solution that's used for disinfecting the pipeline. The stainless steel canister in the foreground there is a carbon dioxide, and so that's used for pH control, because when the water resides in our brand new mortar line pipe, the pH goes up, and so we have to correct the pH before we discharge the water to the environment. So all of that's handled in a very meticulous way so that we stay in line with all of our permits. And then the Baker tank in the background to make sure that we have the water treatment correct before it is released. Next slide. And then just more final grading and installing. This one just shows installing of the pipeline markers. Again, so we have surface features for our pipeline location to make it obvious where our pipeline is located. We also have buried tape for magnetic detectors, or you know, to be able to detect where our pipeline is. And then again, we also have excellent GIS and data on that. So lots of ways to locate our pipe. Next slide. PLW 1.2, another project that we're doing with Washington County, just north of TV Highway up to Francis Road. So right now this is in the early phases, so Washington County is doing all the work, and that's up front before we really get started on our pipeline work. Road widening activities, overhead and underground utility relocations. We have an 18-inch TVWD water main that needs to be relocated before our pipeline can be installed. And then, as well, a trenchless installation underneath the culvert and Corn Pass Road following the TVWD water main relocation work that'll come. I think we have slides here that show, yeah, basically this is just the Washington County work. They did a driveway to Ladacre School. And then the next one, I believe, just shows some of the road widening work by Washington County. So again, just Washington County doing their work to expand the road, widen the road, move the traffic over, and then we can do the pipeline construction. Next slide. Now, moving clockwise around the county over to MPE 1.1. So this is the project we're doing with Beaverton in Western Boulevard. That one's moving along very well as well. 48-inch pipeline, the WWSP water line, continues north of the railroad tracks right around Arctic. And we've installed 2,460 feet of the 48-inch water line, so about 65% of that pipeline's installed to date. We're also continuing to install beavered and 16-inch water line in Arctic and Allen. Continuing to work on our test stations, blow-off assemblies, combination air relief valve, appurtenance piping, and constructing a program, or a WWSP, a flow meter vault. Next photo. Yeah, and so this shows some of our 16-inch City of Beaverton pipeline work. So this is an outlet that will go to a fire hydrant. The caption here is about pin brazing. So essentially the contractor here is installing jumpers from one piece of pipe over a joint to the other piece of pipe to make sure that we have electrical connectivity across everything to make sure that we have consistent cathodic protection across the whole pipeline. Next slide. And so this shows some of the forming going in place for one of our blow-off assemblies that's going to be installed by the contractor. So it's a very large construction for even just a blow-off assembly because it's a very large pipe we're working with. Next slide. And now on to MPE 1.2, is the last project to talk about here today. We've completed the tunnel beneath the railroad tracks on Shoalsbury Road for the 48-inch water line. Constructed a shaft for the tunnel at Lower Fannell Creek. So that's the Fannell Creek construction, Fannell Creek crossing on the west side of 217, because we've got two Fannell Creek crossings on this project. We've continued installing our 16-inch Beaverton waterline and hydrants on Cascade. Completed our 48-inch open cut waterline crossing, which was night work at Shoalsbury Road and Hall Boulevard intersection. And we completed an open cut railroad crossing up on Allen Boulevard. So all of that work has been completed recently. Very challenging work, but they're doing great at it. Next slide. This just shows some of the night work that we've been doing along Cascade for the 16-inch water line for the City of Beaverton. Next slide. What's going on here is we're drilling dewatering wells for the launch pit number one at Greenway Park. So this is in support of our trenchless crossing of Lower Fannell Creek, like I said, on the west of 217. And so because it's nearby Fannell Creek, high groundwater table, we have to go in and dewater the area first before we can start constructing our launch shaft to make sure that the contractor has safe and essentially dry conditions to work in. Next slide. And then a lot of night work on this one. It's a really tough, busy area, lots of traffic. And so a lot of this work has to occur at night. So like this photo here was probably taken at 2 or 3 in the morning. Temporary pavement at Hall and Shoalsbury intersection there. So they're doing a great job with this. That might be my last photo. And that is it. So that concludes my general manager's report and all the construction activities. You have any questions for me? None? All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dave. That was excellent. Okay, the next thing on today's agenda is public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Annette, do we have any persons who would like to comment today?
No requests today.
All right, thank you. And as a reminder, Annette will continue to monitor the chat feature for any future requests. Next item, consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board members may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. Item A today is to approve the July 7th, 2022 meeting minutes. I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented, and please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second for this item.
Well, I wouldn't miss the opportunity to make an important motion like this, so I will move approval of the consent agenda. This is Commissioner Sansusi.
This is Commissioner Duggan. I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second, and it was easy to get. So the board recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. The motion passes. The next item is our business agenda items. There's no business agenda items today. The next item is our information items. Ms. Bennett will present the staff report on business agenda items planned for the September WWSS Commission Board meeting.
Thank you, Commissioners. At this time, there is only one anticipated action item for September, and that item is the Raw Water Facilities 1.0 Guaranteed Maximum Price for Construction, Guaranteed Maximum Price number 2 for construction. So construction of our phase one work is complete on that project. Phase 1.5 is underway, as Dave shared with us. And the phase two work is anticipated to begin in the fall. Phase two includes installation of the pumps and surge tanks at the lower site, construction of the electrical building and the standby power at the upper site, and then all the remaining related work. The baseline budget for the work is nearly $48 million. Staff plan to provide an overview of the scope and budget and recommend approval at the September board meeting. Are there any questions I can answer?
None for me.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Item B under information items, we're gonna talk that our next board meeting is scheduled for September 1st via Microsoft Teams. And having stated that, maybe I can ask Dave to comment about, I think it was last meeting he commented that possibly we will start skipping some months for meetings because we won't have agenda items. When do we anticipate that maybe beginning?
I believe the first meeting that we're going to be skipping is the December meeting, but I'm going to call an audible for Joelle to confirm that, or Annette.
We were planning on meeting every even month, so the first meeting we would skip would be November. We have an item for September. October is an even month, and so we shouldn't need to meet in November.
That's right. Yeah, we're skipping January. Yep. Thanks, Joelle.
Yep.
All right. I appreciate that input. Thank you. There are no other communication or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. Before I adjourn, are there any questions or comments that anybody would like to bring up to discuss today?
I'll just say as I depart this board that it has been a pleasure to work both with the two of you on the board, but also with Mr. Kraska and Joelle and everybody else who has been participating in this project. Water projects are surprisingly interesting to me, and I've really enjoyed watching this one come out of the ground, or is it going back into the ground, or a little bit of both, really. So I know that I will be looking forward to drinking some water from these pipes when the time comes.
All right, Mark, and we will also all miss you. And Dave has promised that you can be the first initial taste tester and make sure it's, there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, okay, I'm good with that.
Okay, there being no further business before the board.
I would like to say quickly before we adjourn that in the official meeting, I want to thank Mark for his longtime service to the city of Beaverton and all the water improvements that have occurred under his tenure. I really enjoyed the city council meetings that I had to endure. A lot of them were made much better with your presence there on the city council. You made a big difference in my career at the city of Beaverton. I know we talked about that I was there longer than you, but you put in your time at the city of Beaverton and did it mostly volunteering. And I'm very appreciative of that work. Just wanted to say thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate that.
And I did at the beginning of the meeting talk about the logos that the city of Beaverton's had before. And I have a picture here of my first boss at the city of Beaverton.
And you can see on the truck, there are two water drops in the original logo. And water has been a big deal for the city of Beaverton. Beaverton paved the way in getting off the Bull Run system by going to the JWC. And there's been productive partnerships. This is just the latest example in the Willamette Water Supply Project of the region fully developing its water sources. And it's been an honor to work with you to get this project done. So thank you, Mark.
Well, thank you, Jim, and for all the hard work you have done. And of course, I've known Mr. Judah for a long time, courtesy of the Joint Water Commission. So. And a little known weird fact is that I actually was appointed to be one of Beaverton's representatives for the Joint Water Commission before I was a city councilor. I was serving on the Planning Commission at that time. So water's been a part of my service for a very long time, and it's been one of the most interesting parts of it.
Terrific. I also thank you. My working relationship with you hasn't been as close and as long as it has with Jim, as you indicate, basically between the JWC and the WWSS, WWSC that we're on here, and I know you've been on that for the last approximately 11 months, close to a year. Thank you very much for all that time and effort, and hope to see you again in the future.
All right, I'll drop in and haunt you every now and then.
All right, be our public comment.
Okay, very good. I'll give you a thrill someday.
All right. Any other questions before I don't see any hands or anything? Okay. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.